The future of phones is chat and messaging, and plain old texting is not going to cut it. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Molly Wood. Messaging is the future of smartphones, and I don't mean plain old texting. I mean things like WhatsApp and Apple's iMessage, apps that let you send videos, group chat, see when someone is typing, send GIFs and animations. China's WeChat is the ultimate messaging dream, a service that lets its users do all of that and shop and make payments and order food delivery. That's all what Facebook wants to become with its new plan to combine all of its messaging platforms. But most people are still just texting, and that technology needs an upgrade. One possibility is RCS, Rich Communication Services, which would bring fancy chat features to the texting app on everyone's phone. Sam Barker is a lead analyst following mobile at Juniper Research. He says, we might still use WhatsApp or iMessage to chat with friends, but RCS is a huge business opportunity.
When it comes to the peer-to-peer traffic that everyone uses, I think the operators have almost conceded that to WhatsApp. I don't think they're going to get that back. It'll be very, very difficult to. But when it comes to the business messaging side of things, the consumers and the enterprises engaging with their customers, that's where operators will succeed. And so the aim for operators is to make RCS as ubiquitous as SMS is now through the native messaging client on the smartphone.
Okay, so I would just interact with a brand directly. I would do my shopping. I would maybe get my customer support. But it does seem like really the future of phone use is going to be messaging in some form. Not so much mobile web or apps even.
Exactly. We've seen, users migrate from online browsing through to in-app browsing. And the next steps of this will be RCS. It won't be a case of having a dedicated app per brand or enterprise. It'll be a single app you use with multiple contacts, much of the same way you have in your app now. But there'll be a contact in that app that allows you to basically connect with a brand or an enterprise. You need to contact them first. Unfortunately, they can't be able to contact you. That's one of the key requisites in the standards for RCS. From then on, you can register in the same way you would do an app and have all the same functionality.
I love that. I like how you say, unfortunately, they cannot contact me first. But as a consumer, I am great with that. Well, it also feels like that's going to be a real change. The app economy drives so much revenue. It seems like that could potentially be a real change in the power structure, if for example, Apple is not getting the 30% cut, but your operator, mobile phone operator, is.
Yeah, it's a big thing. And we do expect a big shift in the ecosystem. And not only is the pricing model up in the air at the moment, you also got the introduction of the operators are considering moving into the advertising space. And too much advertising does ruin a user experience. So it really would be a case from the operator side, how much essentially they can get away with before they ruin the experience of RCS.
Fascinating. So if this really... Okay, I'm going to ask one quick follow-up because I'm feeling like the more we talk, the more I'm realizing that if this actually rolls out and it's effective and consumers adopt it, it could profoundly change the mobile ecosystem.
From a messaging side, yes. As I said, it's been going on for a number of years now, and we've always said that the technology never really died, but never really failed to take off either. It's all just been hanging around and waiting for a big catalyst, which was Google. So Google came in, they're getting a lot of other stakeholders on board, and the growth is still slow, but it's a lot faster than it was 3 or 4 years ago. There's a lot more excitement about it.
Sam Barker is a lead analyst following mobile at Juniper Research. In 2017, Google combined all its messaging into the default Android text app and started pushing the industry to roll out RCS on all phones and carriers. It's not called RCS, though, because boring. Google calls it chat. And now for some related links. The Google push is interesting because that company has goofed around with messaging for the last several years, launching chat apps like Allo, video apps like Duo, sort of maybe also having Google Hangouts, but not really. But now it's consolidating a lot of this under Android Messages, and it hopes to be ready with its full-fledged chat features whenever all the carriers and phone makers finally get on board with RCS. It's a little complicated. We'll have all these related links on our website, marketplacetech.org. And It would be amazing if everyone could just use the default app on their phone to do all the cool things like send GIFs that aren't weirdly compressed or get read receipts or see when someone's typing or group chat or, yeah, book a plane ticket without having to download the airline's app. Let's do that. That sounds awesome. Couple of quick drawbacks, though. RCS isn't end-to-end encrypted the way iMessage or WhatsApp is. That means theoretically someone with a subpoena could get your phone carrier to decrypt your messages and they could be read, which not everyone loves. And then also the whole magical thing where we'd all be on the same default app no matter what phone we're on and what carrier we're using depends on Apple getting on board and supporting RCS. And since we know how much Apple loves its own systems at the expense of industry standards, I personally would not hold my breath for that. But like Sam Barker said, Google getting behind RCS is pretty much as strong a push as the industry is going to get. So I guess we'll see if the future of messaging will be owned by a couple of companies or be available to all of us. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. If you're a member of your local public radio station, we thank you because your support helps those stations keep programs like Marketplace Tech on the air. But for Marketplace to really grow, we need additional investment from those who care most about what we do. Superfans like you. Help us keep telling stories that matter. Become a Marketplace investor today at marketplace.org. And thanks.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.